I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at
97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We find love in a hopeless place. Tickets to Alice in Winterland. They are completely sold out. So here's how to win them. And this is the only way to get them. Every hour, all this week, from 6:05 in the morning to 6:05 in the afternoon with Janie, we've got code words that you enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold out Alice in Winterland, sponsored by Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet and greet with One Republic. This is our big party. This is our big holiday party. We'd love you to be there. Alice in Winterland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's on December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. It's sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
I can't wait for that movie.
I recently did see a pretty exciting looking trailer for it, and I would have probably dismissed it, but you had said how much you'd enjoyed
Jim
the other.
Jim Carrey is the, he's a, like, you know, Jim Carrey.
Love Jim Carrey.
He's great, and he's great in these movies.
It's also brought to you by Jack's Restaurant Bar and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is fresh. Fresh. F-R-E-S-H. Fresh. Text the code word fresh to our contest line 20357. 20357. Not the normal place you text us. The contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Jax. Jax Restaurant and Bar, Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose. Plus their new spot, Cantina Jax. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jax. The Sphere. I want to go and see something at the Sphere. You know what I don't want to see, though? Anything to do with the Dead. I hate the Dead. So I don't want to go to these shows. However, I know there are plenty of people who love the Dead.
I'm
love
a fan.
Dead and Company, Dead and Co. And there is going to be a residency over the summer, it looks like. Spring. March 20th. Through May 17th, there are what look like 18 more shows for Dead & Co. It's called Dead Forever 2025.
It's weird, as they said they were going to stop touring under that name, but they seem to have...
not done that.
Right.
Yeah. Dead & Company, returning to Vegas for spring 2025 at the Sphere. The Sphere.
Right.
The Sphere. I want to see the Sphere.
I saw them at Oracle Park, and it was super fun. I've never been a guy who has, you know, the live show from DC, the summer of 76. I don't have any of that.
Right.
But I do enjoy the shows. They're fun. Yeah. And certainly seeing them at the Venetian.
Oh my God.
Be epic.
I want to see something at the Sphere. Although there are, who was saying they hate, I've never been so ignored in my whole life, they said. Like, everyone's just staring up at the light show that's going on.
It's the screen. It's not the band down on
the stage.
The
band is way down low on a stage, and then it's like the Sphere is divided in half by the ascending audience. And you're looking at this big screen.
You know, I just mistakenly called it the Venetian.
It is at the Venetian.
Oh, it is part of that.
I believe it is part of the... I'm not positive, but I believe it's part of the Venetian's complex there. They have other venues at the Venetian. Because remember we were talking about this the other day? Somebody mm-hmm. else was doing some kind of residency there at the Venetian. But it isn't at
Sphere
the Sphere.
Sphere is at the Venetian.
Oh, it is. Okay, great. It's amazing. It was two Februarys ago. I was in Vegas for a Pokemon event. And the framework of the, I was like, what are they building there?
Oh, this was before it was done.
It was like a big globe and we didn't know what that was going to be. And then people were talking about it because you could see it from freaking everywhere. And then it was, maybe a year later, it was completed and they just started. It's a piece of art. The outside of it, like you were saying the other day, it looks like the moon sitting in the middle of the road.
They had the moon on it. And then the road, the picture, if you can find the picture, look it up. It's from the road. So you see the road going into this half moon and they've projected the moon, the surface of the moon onto this thing. And it's stunning.
It's incredible.
It's a really neat thing. And I definitely want to experience it too.
I want to stay at the Venetian with a view of it so I can just sit out on my balcony and watch it all night.
Outside
because
of it.
It's not. It is true. I would like to see something inside it. I think that was probably spectacular as well. Oh, I'm looking at it. It's beautiful. They've really done a lot of, put a lot of
epic?
Stuff on it. They have like eyeball ones and things where it's a cat eating a whatever. It's incredible. It's epic. I just want to sit and watch it for hours. But I would like to see something from the inside too. But not the dead. Forget it. Anyway, the tickets go on sale for that next week. And if you're a dead fan, I'm sure you're already well aware. But they're doing 18 more dates this spring, so enjoy. Do you ever get a paycheck that you felt like, okay, I'm going to make a splurge right now?
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course I have.
Was it? Because the one I'm thinking of is when I won a contest and got a $15,000 prize. One time when I worked in St. Louis.
Wow.
Yeah. It was that music. Do you ever see that thing? The guy at 91X beat me. Who was the program director there in the early 90s? Like Matt something.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about?
Don't say names anymore.
Okay.
Crap.
Like Matt Johnson.
No, that's not it. Never mind.
You might need to let it go.
Max.
It'll come out. It'll come to me. I'll tell you in a minute.
So anyway, there was, you know, it's like people who work radio stations, like they're from record companies and they are like pushing their singles on you. And so they would enter these things in and all the program directors and music directors would listen to these things and sort of vote and make predictions as to where those songs would go on the charts and how they would do at radio. And I almost won. I came in second place for a nationwide contest. I'm very proud of it. So I got a check for the biggest check I ever got in my life. To that point was this $15,000 check. Like, oh my God, John, we just got $15,000. It was so much money.
Okay.
And so we bought a truck. John was like, I need
Mike
a little-
Mike Halloran.
Mike Halloran! That's the guy! I wonder if he remembers me still. We actually talked on the phone afterwards. He's like, he won a Harley or something.
That's funny that you say it. That is the guy that I spoke to about going to work with you.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He said- You are way more valuable to me or any other program director if you take this leap.
Oh.
Your growth will be profound rather than staying here and waiting
and
your
scrambling
turn.
Scrambling and trying
well,
to,
that's
right.
what you do. Yeah. I mean, you're like,
leave home to come back a
I'll
hero.
Just stay here and wait to be promoted.
Pick me. Oh, not again.
So, yeah, that's the guy.
How funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 91X is just legendary. Anyway.
But he beat you.
He did beat me.
Oh,
fair and square.
You didn't get the Harley.
I still got second place. Maybe I won the Harley and he won like a car or something. But you took the money. I was going to always take the money the whole time. I was like, oh my God, give me the money. Anyway, so I splurged and we bought a pickup truck that we needed. John wanted this pickup truck. So that's what we got. But I'm talking about that paycheck where you're just like, it's funny money. Like, all of these people who work on and have worked on Saturday Night Live got asked this question. Like, what was, when you got your first check, what was your big splurge?
Okay, and what do they have to say?
Did you have, did I send you the audio of this, or I'm just going to read you this straight? All right. So New York Magazine asked past and present Saturday Night Live cast members what their biggest splurge was when they got their first paycheck. Like, I guess their assumption was that they got a check for $50,000 or something. So Pete Davidson goes, dude, it was $3,000. I paid my rent, basically.
He says, living in New York.
Do you guys know what they pay us? It's like $3,000 an episode. I think I got dinner. That was my splurge. James Austin Johnson, who is currently playing Donald Trump, he's great.
Okay.
He said, I got the most uncomfortable West Elm couch of all time. And I mention this because the couch is a theme on this. Sherry O'Terry also bought a couch. She apparently still has it. She even had a designer say, okay, that's got to go. And she's like, no.
Do you know that one of the first things I bought when we moved to San Francisco and we started working down at the old building, yep, 865 Battery, was a couch from Bus Vans for Bargains right across the street.
I still love that place.
Which used to be a great place to get furniture.
It was this huge warehouse full of cheap furniture.
It's been closed for years. 20 years.
And the sign is still there.
Yeah. Well, and the store, then the building's still there, unused. Sits just empty.
Incredible.
For 20 plus years.
You think that they're just waiting for someone to come along and give them $40 million for that block? It's a city block.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how that stuff works. Has that been in their family for generations? And so they just don't care?
No idea. But yeah, I bought stuff there too.
That was the big thing was, I have a couch now. You don't have to sit on my futon.
That's so funny. So that was your splurge. You get a paycheck and you're like, I'm going to go get a couch.
That I went and put in my apartment that wasn't with me on my travels.
I'm like a grown up now. I have a couch. Anyway, that guy bought a West Elm couch. Sherry O'Terry also bought a couch, which she still has. This is hilarious because I don't know if you know this. I mean, I know you know this, and I assume that you know this, Maddie. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is from a family of billionaires.
Yep.
Yeah. And she's all, I bought a $75 pair of shoes that were out of my budget.
Uh-huh.
Really? Is that, you're really saying that? Sarah Silverman bought a $300 cashmere sweater. Sarah Sherman, who is a current cast member, who is absolutely hilarious. Like, I never don't explode with laughter watching her.
What?
Her name is Sarah Sherman. She's a YouTube chick.
Never don't explode.
All right. She did this squirrel thing the other day where she was like a squirrel with her nuts.
And you loved it.
She's stupid funny. Like, all right. She just hit something with me. Maybe someone's going to text you and go, Sarah, you've lost your taste in comedy. But I love this chick. Just the look on her face. Ah! She's great. Sarah Sherman. She said she went out and bought a nice mattress. Seth Meyers got a really big couch. And a really big TV to match. Bowen Yang, who's another great cast member right now, he bought a pair of Gucci shoes that he wouldn't feel super cool wearing out now. He was like, they are the ones that everyone's wearing. You like my Bowen Yang? And Rachel Dratch and Jason Sudeikis both paid their rent. They're like, no splurging. We paid our rent. You don't make it. It says here, Jason says, you don't make enough money to make big purchases. If Pete's claim of $3,000 per episode is legit, that means a cast member who's on every episode in a season would earn between $54,000 and $66,000 for the year.
Well, you're talking about their first check.
Yes.
So they're new to the show. They don't have an in there. I'm sure their agent goes in after the first season and says, okay, let's talk about season two money. Right?
Yeah. And you know how they have like there's the main primetime players and then there's the featured players that and some of them you see them for a few years and all of a sudden they're promoted up and some of them just poof, they go away. I'm wondering if they're the ones who are making the $3,000. Like, I don't even know what I don't know. I'm sure it's union. It has to be union. So that doesn't even sound like union minimum to me for a television show that they literally work on all week long and then perform live on TV. It feels like that needs to be more.
I don't know how that works.
Maybe he's speaking in hyperbole.
415 says, not a paycheck, but I am selling the engagement ring my ex-fiance gave back today and booking a trip to Bali with the money.
Oh.
I'm so sorry that didn't work out, though. That's terrible. You bought an engagement ring and proposed, and you're already broken up before you even walk down the aisle?
So this is a guy who's saying she's giving back the... I think that, you know, maybe you dodged a bullet. Also, she gave you back the ring. I think that's... Didn't we do a whole thing on this where
I thought
you don't
have
to give it back?
No, I thought it was you have to give it back if you don't complete the
transaction,
which is to go down the aisle. Mm. Then the ring is yours. If you don't, you got to give it back. That's what I thought.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm sorry to hear it didn't work out. That's terrible. But Bali,
have
fun.
Have a good time in Bali.
Yeah, rip it up.
I hope you have a great time. All right, there's that. So let's see here. You know what? I think I already put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So there is a video that comes along with it. Interviews each of these people, and they did a couple of minutes, each of them. So I put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. TikTok's year in review. It's funny because I thought, oh, what's that going to be? It's basically just how wonderful and important TikTok has been.
It's
kind of a long article about it and how it's in no way cultivating your personal data for the Chinese government. They didn't say that last part, but they're definitely thinking it. So they didn't offer a list of their top trends, but they mentioned several of the year's breakout stars, and they include, and it's funny because there was actually a person who sits right outside this window here, other Sarah. Oh, ooh, Sarah. I'm other Sarah. She's other Sarah. And she was dressed as Mudang for Halloween. Remember that?
Right,
she had the whole thing on. So they mentioned that, the baby hippo, Pesto the chubby penguin. There was an influencer. This is the very demure Jules LeBron. Do you have a little of this audio?
Yeah. See how I do my makeup for work? Very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. See how I look very presentable? The way I came to the interview is the way I go to the job. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. I'm very modest. I'm very mindful. You see my shirt? Only a little chichi out. Not my chocho. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
Oh.
Very cute.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
So there's,
they call that person influencer Jules LeBron.
Okay.
Very demure, very mindful. They also say there's something about an Apple dance, which I did watch this morning, and I went, well, that is completely unremarkable. It's Kelly Hires Apple Dance inspired by Charlie XCX's Brat Summer. I just thought, okay, it's so bland. I'm like, I don't know why that's a thing. However, I did like Megan Boney's man in finance meme. So this is, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and play it.
I'm looking for a man in finance, the trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes, finance, trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. I'm looking for a man. Finance, trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes. Finance, trust fund. 6'5", blue eyes.
So she's just doing it. I don't know if she's aimed for that or just started rolling off her tongue that way, but it's a very fun little thing to watch.
Did she find a guy?
Doubt it. Don't think so.
Finance.
I don't think she needs one now.
Yeah, now she's okay because everyone's just making money on TikTok.
TikTok. She does that in all her videos.
Finance. She is a vocal fry.
Yeah, that's her thing.
I'm looking for a man in finance. 6'5", blue eyes. I like that.
How can you like that? You don't like that.
Looking for a man in finance.
That's not good.
I think it's fine. It's fine. I like it.
Someone who's 5'9", don't care for that. Work in media, 5'9", trust.
Used to be in a dance troupe.
Jacked hip.
Dude, that's the absolute best moment.
Oh my God.
I love it.
I used to be in a dance troupe with a bunch of other guys, and we would face off against other guy band dance
were
groups.
When you were in a dance troupe, how old were you?
High school, 15, 16.
15, 16, you were in a dance troupe and you would face it. Were you guys like champion dance troopers?
Yeah, we were. The Kaiser High School, where I went to school, was kind of known as, we were all kind of into hip hop and stuff, which you know, West Virginia wasn't quite a thing everywhere, and we would go to the under 21 club, and we had a couple guys that were really, really good dancers, and, you know, we would do like step dances and things like that.
Were you really good?
I'm a good dancer. I could do a dance split.
Didn't want to throw out because you were fun to hang with.
You could do a split?
I could do a dance split, yeah.
You mean like a jazz split, one knee bent and
drop down. But pop back up and, you know, do a little thingy.
The things we could do when we're young.
But I tried to do that at my 20-year class reunion and fractured my ankle.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I might have been drinking a lot.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. But,
might have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was
Doesn't really remember.
Yeah. But, yeah.
All right. Well, I love it.
As for music, this is the TikTok roundup, year-end roundup. As for music, Sabrina Carpenter was the most popular artist on TikTok this year in the U.S., followed by Ice Spice, NLE, Choppa, Billie Eilish, and Meghan Trainor. The top song in the U.S. was Million Dollar Baby VHS by Tommy Richman.
I'm so sorry. He didn't get that pulled.
Oh, all right. Well, we're not going to hear that. I accept your apology.
Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richman.
Million Dollar Baby VHS by Tommy Richman. I don't know. It's the biggest song on TikTok. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
College freshman virgins are taking over.
Oh, my. That sounds exciting.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
You're too sweet. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check us out. Our full show podcast is on our free Odyssey app. It is time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank's Daily Mission. Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank's daily mission is to help our Bay Area neighborhoods thrive. This holiday season, Fremont Bank Foundation is supporting local residents in need. Go to FremontBank.com today. Good job, Fremont Bank.
Yeah.
This first story is just a little, I saw the name and went, oh my God, they're continuing to do this. Do you remember the name Joby Aviation?
Yes.
What do you remember about
it? It's a taxi that I can fly places in.
Ding, ding.
Joby Aviation, a company developing electric air taxis for commercial passenger service, including at its plant in Marina, has received certification for its pilot training program. So what they're saying here is, this is the way they're going to be able to man the taxis.
They're going to be a remote location?
They say the academy will enable it to deliver streamlined pilot training, enabling Joby Aviation to efficiently and economically develop a pipeline of qualified pilots in advance of commercial air taxi operations. So they've got to train people who can fly you from wherever you're going to be taking your air taxi to and from.
This is not going to be like a drone. This is going to have a pilot.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you is they're going to have a program where they train the pilots at location to fly their electric air taxis.
But not sitting at a desk. Using remote control.
Right. No, it's going to be a person.
In like Dubai or something, right?
Yep, exactly right.
Oh, hurry, hurry, hurry. How great would it be to just skip the traffic? You know what? Joby, I'll give you $12. Come pick me up. I'll go to whatever landing site you need and you just fly me wherever I go. Are they small enough they can land in my backyard? What's going on with this?
The planes, I don't think they can land in your backyard. I think they'll have locations near.
They call it a plane, though.
Yeah.
So it's not something that can like deliver me to the top of this building for work, like a helicopter could.
No, you know what? I can't say. I really can't.
I love
this.
This is
brand new technology. It's a new thing, and it's local. They're in Marina, which is south of Santa Cruz, south of Aptos, Watson. It's down that area, past Watsonville, but
their first big deal is overseas.
That's remember the original story was something like Dubai has already signed them.
They're
up.
Like, yes, we'll do it.
We want the air taxis.
So the air taxis are kind of like if you've ever seen an Osprey, it's a propeller that lands like a helicopter and then shifts once it's in the sky and goes like an airplane. So it looks like it does look like a drone when it lands. So it will land, you know,
surrounded by little propellers so it can pick it up. And then you're saying it turns and now it's propelling you forward.
Exactly.
Wow.
The Joby Exciting. Electric air taxi is designed to carry a pilot and four passengers at speeds of up to 200 miles per hour.
Oh boy, that seems really fast.
Offering high speed mobility with a fraction of the noise produced by helicopters and zero emissions.
Incredible. You know, 200 miles an hour, you're in Tahoe without any, oh my God, the Richie Riches are going to love this. They're going to get their own. They'll be like, I'm just going to hire the Joby guy. He can stay out in our guest house.
Joby is developing a world-class manufacturing facility in Marina, not the Marina, my bad, and has offices and workshops in Santa Cruz.
Incredible.
I believe they're right over by the Costco.
Go Joby. This is so exciting. Like, you ever watch a sci-fi movie and there's like layers of traffic in the air and they move through these like incredible sci-fi futuristic cities? Like, give me that. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be great. I hope I live long enough to see it.
Maybe this is a great example of what smart people do.
Okay, tell me. I'm ready.
This is from the Harvard Crimson newspaper.
Okay, this is so that is where smart people go.
Harvard. 69% of freshman class entered college as virgins. That seems
remarkable. Nationwide or just Harvard?
At Harvard.
Oh, boy.
So I'm saying, you know, the big brains, maybe they've chosen to wait because they know better.
Maybe they're too busy doing whatever it is that got them into Harvard.
Or they're nerds.
That's what I was going to say, but I don't know what you mean about it. Hey, dorks.
I think it's great.
Nerds!
You know what? I really wanted to lose my virginity, but it wasn't so much that I was just trying to...
Nerds.
Wasn't that I was just trying to get rid of it. It's just that I really liked girls and wanted to do that so bad. Mm. And I remember I started asking girls if they would.
Yeah.
Around like...
Second grade?
No, not second.
when your pubic hair came in?
It was like, no, it wasn't second, but it was pretty young, like my daughter's age, you know, like 11 or 12, I started asking. No one said yes, luckily, until I was 15, because now I look back and think, even 15, what was I doing?
Did you hand them one of those 12-year-old notes where it's like, will you have sex with me? Circle yes or circle no.
No, right. Because I was kissing girls, so I really was hoping that this was the pathway to...
He was kissing up, too. Like, I think he was in second grade making out with a sixth grader.
Third, and I kissed Christy Wetzel for the first time with tongue. Mm. That was my first French.
When you were your first French, you'd had other kisses, but your first French was in third grade with, and what grade was Christy Wetzel in?
Sixth grade.
Okay. That's a pretty good leap.
And one of my older friends was like, here's what you do. Here's how you do it.
Oh.
You got this. And I was like.
How much older? Like fourth grade?
He was also in sixth grade.
Oh. Wow. You really got some older friends.
Well, the skateboard thing was really like my pathway to many things.
To coolness.
Anyway, 69% of the incoming students came to college without having had sexual intercourse. This is for Harvard, but they say that's the highest percentage in
how do they find this? Just ask, and the nerds are like, yes, I will tell you. I have never lain with another.
Why wouldn't you say, honestly?
I would be like, that's really none of your business. Why are you asking? And is some nerd walking around the campus like, here I am with my clipboard. Are you or are you not a virgin, please?
The second largest reporting category was people who did it in 11th grade. And that came in at 9%. So 69% virgins.
Yeah.
9% did it in 11th grade.
What grade were y'all in when you lost your virginity?
15, whatever you are. I was a sophomore.
In high school.
You were a senior?
I was. I did it the week before my 17th birthday.
You were a senior? Oh, you were.
I graduated at 17. Okay. I was like the youngest person in my class. I'm like Isla is. I think Isla is also pretty young in her class, isn't she? Or did you make her wait a year?
No, she's not that young, and Edie's even older.
Right.
We purposefully said, there's no reason to rush it. Why?
Yeah. My mom was like, I got two other kids under 3 years old. She's going to kindergarten. She's four. She's turning four. She's going to kindergarten.
Oh. Yikes. Mm. That's very young.
It was. No, I think I was four. I must have been four turning five.
Okay.
I don't really know, though. It's math. Not good at that. I was too young to learn.
You used to be good at it, but something happened.
Well, I got old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm very sure of myself when I shouldn't be.
Here are the holidays. Can the holidays lead to compulsive overspending?
Yes.
Many people say, mm-hmm.
Yep.
One Absolutely. In four grapple with compulsive overspending during the holiday season. You know, one thing I would think, even as I'm seeing it with my kids, I know you want to impress the people you love and you want to get them that great present, the thing that, but in reality, most people don't need a lot.
No, that is very true.
I realize there are plenty of people who could use, and the list is long, maybe even food. Like we talked about the food bank, you know, so there's, I understand, but in general, don't put yourself in deep into debt where you spend the rest of the first half of next year digging out.
Right.
Dang.
I think it's easy to get lost in kind of a frenzy, you know.
Or also keeping up with, well, all my friends are going shopping and I'm going to go with them and they're buying stuff for everyone they know. And I'll just, here I am. I've got credit. I'll just, you know, boom. But here's the next level of this. Are you also getting yourself a gift? 42% of us will buy ourselves a gift this year.
I did buy myself a gift. You?
You don't need anything?
Yeah, but I did want this one thing. So
What'd you get?
I always get us, as a family, we love a bunch of different anime shows. So I always try to get like fun anime hoodies or anime t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually wearing one right now from Avatar.
Do you wrap it and then open it?
I do. But they know it's from...
That's not a hoodie.
It's not a hoodie. It's a t-shirt. I have some hoodies, though. You've seen my Naruto ones.
Yeah. That shirt is your splurge?
No, this shirt I bought last... This was or maybe 2 years ago. Oh, so okay. We really love Arcane, which the second season's out. We're going to watch it all together when they're home for Christmas. And so I bought some Arcane stuff. Kids are getting Arcane t-shirts this year. I'm sure they're not listening. They hate it, though. They're always like, they make so much fun of me, like, oh, mom, and her stupid shirts. And I'm like, if you don't want to give it to me, I'll have it. Thank you. Thanks so much.
And do they give it to you?
Sometimes. Like, I told you, I bought the wrong Naruto thing. I bought a sweatshirt that was for the bad guys. It was like, some group that's on the show where they're like, it has their symbology on it. And they were like, I am not wearing that. I'm like, I'll wear it.
Oh.
Thank you.
42% of Americans plan to buy themselves at least one gift for the holidays.
Do you do that ever? You're like looking and you see something that you...
No, I usually... This is... Christina would absolutely go, yeah, that guy. I usually, when I need something, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't find myself at the holidays going, boy, I've really, waited a long time to get the thing I need.
Yeah.
Now's my chance. I usually, if I need it, I get it. And if I can... live without it, I don't. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes I think I can't live without it, and then I get it, and I'm like, wow, I really don't need this. John, can you return this for me? It's not working for me.
The old Amazon purchase. Mm.
Now that you can drop it off at Whole Foods, it is so convenient.
I feel bad for the people at Whole Foods.
Don't.
No, I do.
Why?
Because they used to love their grocery store, and now they're like, I'll take your return from... Amazon.
Yeah, well, whatever fills the day.
Let me bag these groceries before I take your return at a different counter.
There's one counter. There's a counter. There's always a line at that counter.
Oh.
Oh, that is fully manned at all times.
And then there's always a line there?
It seems like it.
Oh my gosh.
We have two Whole Foods in Mill Valley. There's one big one, the one that John likes, and then there's a small one. I don't know if you can return stuff at the small one. I've never done it. I mean, that's John's job.
Love Mill Valley is a tiny town with two Whole Foods.
Really?
It's is it tiny? It's got
the Whole Foods that I know
people.
Of up past the bridge is the one in San Rafael.
There is one in San Rafael.
And you have two?
Yeah, we have two in Mill Valley.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. Most of us will spend only, about $100 on ourselves. Some will splurge, though, and go higher. It also looked like the top types of self-gifts we're willing to splurge on. A nice meal, nice clothes, and self-care stuff like spa visits or massage. There you go.
Those don't really feel like presents. They just feel like things you're going to go do. I don't know either.
I definitely... I don't want a massage.
I don't either.
I really don't.
So many people just
unless
love
a naked
massages.
Lady's given me one and is my wife, and then she wants to do that, but then other stuff's about to happen too. Then,
if you want to give me a rub down, I guess I'll take it.
It needs to lead to more because
here's where I want you to rub. Right
That's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I'm gonna get rubbed on and sat on and sit on your
goodness.
Your butt and rub your back, you.
I don't really know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't want to be rubbed or touched.
John won't. You've never had John give you a massage?
He'll massage me and I'll be like, okay, just do the thing you want to do because I'm so not into that. I hate repetitive touch. I've told you this a million times. Don't rub me. And I feel like the times I've gone and gotten a massage, I'm like, oh God, is this... Like, I can't really speak up like, ow, that hurts. It's too hard. Like, I don't want to be whiny about it. Like, I don't like it. I just don't. I'm too, like, self-conscious. And I can't relax ever. Ah! I'll wait for you in the lobby reading my book. I'm perfectly happy. Go get your massage. Go.
Golly.
I know. Something wrong with me.
I bought a massage table for us.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, it was more for, you know, I used to give Shauna massages a lot.
Every time?
In exchange for doing it?
Of course.
I'll give you a massage.
This is my plan.
Well, no wonder he bought the thing.
The grand plan.
Right.
Did it work? How long did it work for?
It worked for a few months.
Oh.
And then it stopped?
Yeah, and then it just kind of trickled off.
Oh, see, I'm surprised. That used to be a pretty normal, at least monthly experience until we got kids, and then it was a lot. It just, there's no time.
Yeah.
And there's kids, you know.
Mommy,
what are you guys doing in there? Can we?
Mommy?
Okay, well, this is.
Not sexy.
Not leading where I was hoping. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, I bought myself a sweet-ass Fender amp last year. Best Christmas gift ever. You're right.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And when you're an adult... I feel like buying yourself a present just so you've got something to, like, I want to have something to, I don't want to force anyone to buy me a present, and I want to have something to open, and I'm buying them some presents, so I got myself something too, and now we all have something to open. It's fine. It's the first year we're not doing stockings, though, ever. I'm really excited about not doing stockings. What a pain in the ass those things are. Oh.
Okay.
But you wouldn't know, because you don't sit there wrapping 5,000 things for stockings.
No, I would know. I also contribute to Christmas.
Do
How
you?
Dare you?
Really? Tell me three things that you contribute to Christmas.
I carried the Christmas tree by myself.
Okay, that's one.
Up a hill and got a tick in my rear.
Why do you keep talking about a tick in your rear? That's one thing. What's the next thing?
How many presents have you wrapped or will you wrap?
Oh, I'll wrap some presents.
How many?
And I've already bought some Christmas presents, too.
All right, that's two. That's great.
It's
will
all
you
for
be
Christina.
Helping with? Of course.
Right.
She's buying all the stuff for the kids, right?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, Santa is.
I don't know any of this. Sarah
Mom makes Christmas
415
happen.
Says, most schools now mandate age 5 before the current school year starts for kindergarten.
It does make sense.
So while you may have been the youngest since you turned 5 in December, some of your classmates may have only been older by a few months.
Yeah, I was almost always the youngest person in the class. I think the cutoff was December 1st and I was born November 19th. But it makes more sense for you to be the right age before the school year starts. That, I think, makes sense.
Oh, listen to this. Hey guys, 415 says, in the state of California, any sexual contact between minors with a 3-year age gap is more... Or more is considered abuse. Be careful when you tell your adorable kissing story. Wouldn't want poor Christy Wetzel reported.
To get thrown in jail.
By Karen.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way I felt about it at the time. I was excited and thrilled.
Yeah, you were
and so
eager.
So there would be
eager
absolutely
to get it on.
No charges pressed whatsoever.
Well, it wouldn't be up to you. The whole thing is you're a minor and your mom
but
might
I'm not,
be like,
but now
okay.
I'm, you know,
you're not mad
in my
about it
40s
now.
And
it.
It's fine.
Oh, really? Are you?
Right.
Thanks for telling us, Sue. Go wash your face.
Good callback.
Thank you.
Maddie breaks his ankle and Vinny headbutts a lady in the crotch while ripping the knees out of his suit. You guys
were dancing
fiends back in the day. There's alcohol plays a role in this and both of us have been forced to quit.
Yeah.
Retire.
Yeah, whatever you want to refer to that.
Retire from drinking, yes. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, huge concerts in Golden Gate Park, plus Sabrina Carpenter and Billie Eilish.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.